We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right. We've got a list. People do love lists, as Chris Arnold used to tell me.
I've heard that before.
Yep. This is from USA Today. Actually, Zero sent this one over to me. So it better be good, Zero. And actually, it is. It is very good.
All right, Zero in his bag. Okay, got mute. Got the montage.
Yeah,
got
the montage. Heck, the montage was so good. I think we're going to play it again at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. If you missed the DAC montage, we're going to play it again for you at the top of the power hour coming up in a little bit. Plus, we'll have our top 10 list at 10. And what are the best rivalries going into this 2020 season? Do the Cowboys have any in the NFL? I'm sure that they do. But we have a list of all the NFL head coaches ranked 1 through 32 entering the 2020 season, courtesy of USA Today. Now, Kevin Gray, if I were to say, hey, who do you think is the worst coach in the National Football League? Who do you think it would be?
The worst coach in the National Football League. Okay. I'll play along. I'm going to go with Adam Gase.
Okay. You would be close. Now, I will say,
oh, really?
There are three guys that are technically tied for last, and the only reason they did this is because they've never coached an NFL game. So they just put them 30 through 32, and that is Kevin Stefanski of the Browns, Joe Judge of the Giants, and Matt Rule of the Panthers.
Oh, the new coaches.
The
okay.
Three rookie head coaches. Okay. They just went ahead and put them at the bottom of the list because you can't really evaluate them. Adam Gase was 28, but there was one coach that came in at 29 that technically USA Today considers the worst coach in the NFL. And he's in the NFC, if that helps.
In the NFC.
Eric and I love to poke fun at this guy.
Oh, man, I'm drawing a blank.
Fat Patricia.
Oh.
Good old Matt Patricia.
The pencil in the ear.
Yes.
Oh,
comes
yeah.
in at backwards 29. Hat. Adam Gase is at 28 for the 972 Jason Garrett. Well, if Jason Garrett was a head coach, he'd probably be
He is a shadow there. Head coach of the New York Giants.
Zach Taylor of the Bengals is at 27. Matt Nagy of the Bears. And one coach who I think is way too low on this list is Brian Flores, who is at 25. Brian Flores needs to be up in the top half of this league. This dude is going to be a young savant.
You know what was crazy? And I had said this. I don't know if I had said it on social media or what. I think Brian Flores should have got some NFL Coach of the Year votes for what he did this past year.
I mean, they were supposed to be tanking. He wouldn't let them happen.
He's like, we're not having it.
Like, look, we're still going to go out there and win five games.
Right.
Bill O'Butchin's at 21. Matt LaFleur of the Packers is at 19.
By the way, who started that? Was that you or Chiafalo who came up with that?
The Bill O'Butchin was indeed Chiafalo.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I always wanted to know that origin story. Yeah, that came
no,
to be.
But it's true. He does have a big old butt chin. Dan Quinn of the Falcons is at 18. Behind John Gruden of the Raiders, who's at 17. Come on. John Gruden at 17, he needs to be lower as well.
How much higher on this list is Dan Quinn if he wins that Super Bowl over Bill Belichick?
Oh, man, he's probably fringe top 10.
Yeah.
No question. No question. We get into the top 15. Coaches in the National Football League. Where is Mike McCarthy? I will tell you he's top 15. If you had to guess of where you think Mike McCarthy, the Cowboys' new head coach, would be, where would you put him in a ranking 1 through 32 of all the NFL head coaches?
Former Super Bowl champ, coached two of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. I'd say 10.
10?
Since he's been out of the league.
Frank Reich of the Colts is at 15. Okay.
Okay.
Mike Vrabel of the Titans, who I also like a lot, is at 14. And then comes Mike McCarthy at 13. He is ranked as the 13th best coach in the National Football League, according to USA Today. And what they write about him is the accuracy of this ranking is going to depend on how much McCarthy really evolved during his one-year sabbatical, which was used by the former Packers coach to study new trends and take a deeper look at the world of analytics. We have no way of knowing if McCarthy was just trying to say the right things to get hired, but the fact that he had the awareness to understand which deficiencies he needed to address shows some capacity for growth. How much freedom McCarthy provides for inherited offensive coordinator Kellen Moore will be telling. A stubborn coach with a Super Bowl ring might want to impose his own will on the team, but Moore is coming off a successful debut season as a play caller, and continuity is probably what's best for the team's most important player, who they say is Dak Prescott.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense. And I think one of the things that I liked about the Mike McCarthy hire was the staff that he has put together around him. He's got a good mix of veteran and young coaches that will allow him to kind of be the CEO of this program, if you will. And one of the most important hires, I thought, for Mike McCarthy's staff is Rob Davis, kind of the personal guru, life coach, assistant head coach that's going to be alongside Mike McCarthy this season, kind of developing those player relationships and kind of being that go-between Mike McCarthy and the players. So I like the experience that McCarthy brings, not just from being a Super Bowl-winning head coach, coaching some of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, from the Joe Montanas to the Brett Favres to the Aaron Rodgers, but what appears to be his evolution as a coach, being away from the game and then coming back into the NFL and hopefully reinvigorating not only his own career, but at the same time bringing the Cowboys forward to allow them to continue to develop the kind of continuity with some of the coaching staff members that are there, while also developing new philosophies that will hopefully be of benefit to this team going forward in this upcoming season.
I'm with you, and I want to go through this during this exercise and see, okay, would we put Mike McCarthy ahead of any of the other 12 coaches that are ahead of him? And 877-881-1053 on the Autoflex Leaks and Fan Text, do you think Mike McCarthy's too low at 13? 214 texted and said they'd guess 9 for Mike McCarthy. So he's at 13. Ranked ahead of him, Bruce Arians of the Tampa Bay Bucks at number 12. Now, I love Bruce Arians, but he doesn't have a Super Bowl as a head coach. Mike McCarthy does. He does have a Super Bowl as a coordinator.
Right.
And he's done good things with the Cardinals, leading them to a conference championship, did good things with the Colts in place of Chuck Pagano. Last year with the Bucks, not great. Did have them on the verge of a possible playoff season, but with Jameis as your quarterback, you're a little bit held back. So now with Brady, maybe he could have a good year, but would you take Bruce Arians over Mike McCarthy?
I would. I love Bruce Arians' offensive mind. He's working with some of the best of all time, and I think his creativity and his ingenuity and the staff that he's put together in Tampa, love his staff that he's got going down there.
Yeah, Todd Bowles is a defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Awesome. 11 is Sean McDermott of the Bills. Now, I do think Sean McDermott might be the most underrated coach in the league.
I might take McCarthy ahead of Sean McDermott.
Okay. I wouldn't fight you there. You know, McDermott's a guy that he's a relatively newish coach.
Right.
Longtime coordinator with the Panthers. But he has taken the Bills to 2 playoffs in his first 3 years, which is tough to do in Buffalo.
Yeah, and I think I would want to see a little bit more long-term success in terms of longevity for Sean McDermott to kind of put him in that upper echelon for me.
254, I feel like McCarthy has to prove he can do it again, but a good run could have him top 5 or top 6 next year.
That's fair.
Number 10 is Mike Zimmer of the Minnesota Vikings, former DC of the Cowboys. Taking Zim, or you taking McCarthy?
I'll take McCarthy.
Okay. Number 9, the former boy wonder, Sean McVay of the Rams.
I would take Sean McVay ahead of Mike McCarthy. I still think he's got a lot to prove.
I love Sean McVay.
I do too.
I really do.
He just gets it.
A bad year for the Rams last year for Sean McVay. They were 9-7.
Mm-hmm.
right? I mean, come on. But I'm a believer in McVay.
Yeah.
Number eight, the current boy wonder, Kyle Shanahan.
I would take Kyle Shanahan just because of his most recent success, being able to go to a Super Bowl. It's amazing how he took that zone blocking run scheme and has kind of updated it to the modern NFL. We knew that his dad used to run that same offense when he was with the Denver Broncos in the early 90s and early 2000s there.
And I also love, I think number eight's a great spot for Kyle Shanahan.
No, right, I think now that's perfect for him there, yeah.
I think that's good. I mean, I know Eric and I have that debate of, is he a top five coach? I get the love affair that Eric has with Kyle Shanahan. I got to see it another year. The guy needed 15 wins to get to 500 as a head coach. I just need one more year of Kyle Shanahan. Let's see what you can do. Year two, Jimmy G and the Niners. Go ahead and stack up some years of success before I'm going to put you in the top five. I think eight's good for Kyle Shanahan. Number seven, Doug Peterson of the Eagles. Now we're getting to the other fellow Super Bowl champion head coaches.
Right. Yeah. I'm okay with Doug Peterson still ahead of Mike McCarthy in this list. Yeah.
I am as well. And look, as much as I can't stand the Eagles.
Not trying to put off a filthy in any kind of way.
Doug Peterson's a really good coach.
He is.
I mean, that's a guy. And we knocked Garrett Fort for years, and rightly so. But if there's any kind of injury, it seemed like the Cowboys weren't able to overcome a damn thing. Doug Peterson and the Eagles. That's one thing they've done extremely well.
He's got terrific pedigree, too.
Oh, my goodness. They lose a tackle, it's okay. They find a way to compensate. They lose their quarterback, no big deal. We're still going to find a way to win games.
Yeah.
Number six is Pete Carroll of the Seahawks.
Yeah, I agree with that there. I love Pete Carroll as a head coach. I love the culture that he has built in Seattle, creating a competitive culture for guys to get after it day in and day out. And players love to play for him. And he fits that CEO kind of mold, if you will, as a head coach. Kind of lets his coaches do what they do while fostering an environment that allows his players to be the best that they can be on a daily basis. So I love what Pete Carroll creates in terms of his environment there. And like I said, players love to play for him.
Number five, we've got Mike Tomlin of the Steelers, who I still think it's
he's a
really
coach.
Bad rap. I don't know why everybody is. Like, I get it. In-game management, maybe, if you watch the Steelers week in and week out. But I think that's a problem for a lot of head coaches around the league. The next guy, Sean Payton, who's at four, also deals with some of that. But Mike Tomlin, dude, he had who at quarterback?
He wants some
Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges.
Duck.
And they'd have been in the playoffs if it was the seven teams that they're doing this year.
That's right.
They'd have been that seventh team.
Yeah.
So Mike Tomlin's awesome. Sean Payton at four for the Saints. Number three is John Harbaugh with the Ravens.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm for that. And then your top two, Andy Reid at number two, Bill Belichick with number one. So it sounds like you're actually okay with where Mike McCarthy is at number 13.
Especially with him being out of the game for a year and other coaches ahead of him have had Super Bowl success, been to Super Bowls, and they have a little more continuity in the league right now. So I think where his placement is fair given where he's at in his career right now.
The only one that I might not put ahead of him is Sean McDermott. But
yeah, that'd probably be the – yeah.
I also do like Sean McDermott a lot. And I think because he's in Buffalo, he doesn't get a whole lot of love.
Good defensive mind. And he's winning games with Josh Allen as quarterback.
Yeah. So you mentioned Brian Flores should have gotten some love for Coach of the Year. So should have Sean McDermott.
Yeah.
I mean, last year the Bills are really good. Their roster's really good. Their defense plays great. The question is, indeed, they did. The question will be, you know, what's going on with you know, Josh Allen and next year. It'll be interesting.
Questions at the running back position a little bit too. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. I like Devin Singletary, though. We'll see. But you're right. Ultimately, the health is a question mark there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.